You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Lord have mercy, Matt the Cat back on the scene with my record machine, ready to introduce a solid hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the juke in the back, and the flippity flop that just won't stop, and when the needle drops, you'll hear the record pop, as we drive and cruise to some sweet back rhythm and blues. No need to dig that scene in the front of the establishment, cats and kittens, because we got our own thing going on in the back, baby. The back of Rosie's Juke Joint, swinging on the juke in the back. This week, I'm proud to feature another one of the great blues shouters of the 1950s. It's Tommy Brown. Now, in the past, I've featured other great blues shouters like Big Joe Turner, Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris, Roy Brown, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, and now it's time to lay down the sound that's all around with Tommy Brown. He had some absolutely fantastic sides during the early to mid-1950s, but unfortunately he only charted twice on the National Rhythm and Blues charts, and both times were when he was singing with the Griffin Brothers in 1951. Fortunately for us cats and kittens, his great music didn't stop there, and we're going to hear some amazing shellac sides from Tommy Brown on this week's Juke in the Back. Tommy, weeping and crying Brown, was born in the small town of Lumpkin, Georgia, just south of Columbus, Georgia, on May 27, 1931. Entertainment was in his blood, and his first professional performance came at age 7 when he was a dancer for Cab Calloway's brother, Elmer. By junior high, he was playing drums in his first band called the Casanovas. Soon, he was playing around the clubs in Atlanta and landed himself a deal with Savoy Records out of Newark, New Jersey. His first recording session was held in his home base of Atlanta, Georgia on January 24, 1951, and featured William McClendon on trumpet and trombone, James Hudson on alto, Fred Jackson and Grady Jackson were playing the tenors, Junior Wimbley on piano, and we're not sure who was playing bass and drums on this first session. He recorded a song he had written himself for his first release called Atlanta Boogie, and Savoy Records issued it on their subsidiary label, Regent Records. Here's the first release from one of the great blues shouters. It's Tommy Brown with Atlanta Boogie.
Well, when monster.
Near the railroad track, the flip side of Tommy Brown's first single for the Regent label. Atlanta Boogie was the A side, House Near the Railroad Track was the flip, as we feature another unsung hero of early rhythm and blues on this week's Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll. Now it's time to hear two more songs from that very first recording session held in Atlanta on the 24th of January 1951. This one's a real jumper, baby, and it was his second single release. Now, Savoy Records transferred him off of the Regent label and onto the proper Savoy label for this one. Here's V8 Baby, backed with Double Faced Deacon. We're going to hear both of them right now. Tommy Brown getting down to the rhythm and blues sound that's all around. It's the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Taking off with the V8 Baby.
She loved me so, but now she got a cat like she can't use me no more. I'm telling you, ride on, baby, ride. Well, 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 ride on, baby, ride. And I hope it's worth your while. Well, ride, pretty mama, ride. Well, ride, pretty mama. rugged life. He's a double-faced deacon and he shouldn't preach no more. Well, let me tell you about a deacon, top hat and long tail comb. Well, let me tell you about a deacon, top hat and long tail comb. Well, he preaches his best while winking at the women home. Well, he preached against gambling and said it was a sin and a shame.
What's worse than a double-faced deacon? The flip side of V8 Baby, the second single release for this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, blues shouter Tommy Brown. In my opinion, those two records were a great kickoff to a cat's career, but it was his third and fourth singles that would define him. They were made with the Griffin Brothers out of Norfolk, Virginia, Buddy on piano and Jimmy on trombone. And they had already scored two major hits on Dot Records with female singer Margie Day. Dot teamed them up with Tommy Brown, and they had two more hits, beginning with Tra La La, which was a reworked version of Fats Domino's The Fat Man, which in turn was a reworked version of champion Jack Dupree's Junkers Blues. So Tra La La is going to sound familiar to you cats and kittens if you've never heard it before. It was definitely familiar to audiences in the summer of 1951 when it was released, as it rose to number 7 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts. Here are the Griffin Brothers featuring Tommy Brown on lead vocal and Tra La La.
Till you come back home to stay. Because the blues, yes, the blues have got me, and I just can't put them down. Because when you left me, baby, you said you were big city bound. Well, tra-la-la-la. La 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 far, far away. If you don't see me no more, baby, please meet me on Judgment Day.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, and contributors Charles Liebman, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Michael Carter, Stefan Teese, Scott Velarde, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the Juke in the Bag.
I was in my bed alone. When I woke up this morning, my woman had sneaked out and gone. Well, I threw out my breakfast. Lord, and put coffee in my hair. Well, I threw out my breakfast. Lord, and put coffee in my hair. When I reached out in the bed beside me, Lord, my woman wasn't there. Well, 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 well.
The song that he would forever be associated with, Weepin' and Cryin', that's Tommy Brown, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back, one of the great unsung blues shouters of the rhythm and blues pre-rock and roll era. He wrote Weepin' and Cryin' and recorded it with the Griffin Brothers for Dot Records. It was recorded at the same session as Tra-La-La, which we heard right before Weepin' and Cryin'. That session was held sometime in 1951 in Washington, D.C. It's the only time he recorded with the Griffin Brothers, and he scored two hits with them. Dot Records released that at the end of 1951, and on January 12, 1952, Weepin' and Cryin' went to number one, where it remained for three solid weeks. Of course, Tommy Brown would try and follow up that song with other crying songs, but none of them caught fire. While Weepin' and Cryin' was still number one, Tommy was back in the studio with Savoy Records on January 25th of 52 to cut another session in Atlanta. This time he's backed up by the John Peck Orchestra, and Savoy bills him as Tommy Weepin' and Cryin' Brown. Here's No News from Home. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the sound of Tommy Brown on this week's Juke in the Back.
Can't hear from my baby. Can't get no news from home. No, can't hear from my baby. Can't get no news from home. I can't hear from my baby. Wonder where our love is gone. She used to write me, if just to say her love was true. Yes, she used to write me, if just to say her love was true. But now that I've lost her, Lord, what am I gonna do? Baby, please write. Just drop me a line. Just let me know that I'm still on your mind. Darling, don't write me and make no promises. Don't say that you're faithful and true, baby, 'cause I'll go right on loving you no matter what you do. So just drop me a line and let me know, darling. Let me know that I'm still on your mind. Can't hear from my baby. Can't get no news from home. Lord, can't hear from my baby. Can't get no news from home. I can't hear from my baby. Wonder where our love is gone. Where our love is gone. Lord, have mercy.
Well, baby, how much? Tell me how much do you think I can stand? How much do you think I can stand? Well, I'm wanting you, baby. I've stood all I can. Well, love you, baby. That was all I can stand, baby. How much? Tell me how much do you think I can stand? Well, I wanted you, baby. I've stood all I can.
Tommy Brown with How Much Do You Think I Can Stand? He recorded that with the John Peck Orchestra. This time, though, in Chicago in July of 53. The flip side of that was another crying record called 4-Day Train. This release came out on King Records. Up next, Tommy Brown remains in Chicago but changes bands. And man, this is a really special record. I really dig this one. It's called Southern Women, and it was released on United Records in 1954. Recorded on August 26th of 54 with Walter Horton on harp, Harold Ashby on tenor, the great Memphis Slim tickling those ivories, Les Cooper on guitar, the great Willie Dixon on bass, and on the drums. What a band, except for the drummer. And you can really hear how Tommy Brown's sound is beginning to change. He's branching out. So lay your ears on this one, cats and kittens. Here's Southern Women, Tommy Brown, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back, and the soul that came before rock and roll.
Going down to Texas, going to Georgia too. Something Southern women knows how to do. I ain't gonna tell you what it's all about, but Lord have mercy, they knocked me out. They cook your bread, they comb your head, they bring your food right to the bed. Lord have mercy, they knocked me out. In Tennessee, I know those women down there love me. They pet me mornings and they love me nights. They play with me until the broad daylight. They love me long, they love me strong. I feel so good in the lock of their arms. I feel so good in the lock of their arms. Mississippi, Louisiana too, lots of good a good man can do. Find little chicks giving up their bread. They love a good man until he's nearly dead. So make me high, give me right, tell the whole world I said goodbye.
Don't Well, I can tell by your gossip you only envy me. Well,
with the blues shouting sound of Tommy Brown coming down all around. He's our feature this week on The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. That song was recorded at the same Chicago session that yielded Southern Women. It was issued on Pearl Records in 54. Up next, Tommy Brown gets a new sound and another fantastic band. This time in New York City, he's recording with the Groove Records house band. Groove Records was formed in 1953 as a subsidiary of giant RCA Victor. They wanted their own rhythm and blues label to be cool like an independent, but financed like a major. So of course they had a great house band when they got together on November 16, 1955 to record this one with Tommy Brown. Are you ready for this? You've got Sam the Man Taylor on tenor, Haywood Henry on Barry, Ernie Hayes on piano, with Mickey Guitar Baker, Al Lucas on bass, and Gene Brooks on the tubs. There's even a vocal group backing him up on this. It's the Four Students, and the song has a very country feel. I'm telling you, Tommy Brown was like a chameleon. Definitely dig on this. Here's The Thrill Is Gone. Tommy Brown and his only release for Groove Records, 1955, on The Juke in the Back.
In my heart.
You say the thrill is gone, the thrill is gone, the thrill is gone, and the chill is gone. I may be old and gray and my time ain't long, but my love for you still burning in my heart.
In my heart.
My lights may be dim,
still burning in my heart.
In my heart.
Yes, my love for you still burning.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring blues shouter Tommy Brown. Let's go back to those sessions that were held in Chicago with that really fantastic Chicago backing group. This one's called Remember Me, and it was issued on United Records in 1954. What's extra cool about this song is that Tommy Brown quotes, "Every day I have the blues" in this. That's neat because Memphis Slim is playing piano on this session, and of course Memphis Slim reworked "Every Day I Have the Blues" himself and called it "Nobody Loves Me." So I take this as kind of a little nod to Memphis Slim. And it's this week's Great 78, Tommy Brown and his combo with Remember Me.
I want everybody everywhere to remember me when they pray. I want everybody everywhere to remember me when they pray. I've been so mistreated, but my luck's gotta change someday. Now you backbiting women, and you fellas too, listen to me, I've got news for you. Did you ever leave home in the morning and leave everything all right? But when you come home from work in the evening, you got to fuss and fight? Well, I'm gonna tell you why, tell you all about it. Yeah, now there's shoes on the floor where yours should be. There's a coat in the closet, you say, I know it don't belong to me. There's a hat on the table beside the bed, and a fifth of old tail, and he's almost dead. So you say to yourself, it just can't be. But I'm gonna tell you it can, because it happened to me. Yes, that's why I'm walking in circles. Yes, I'm talking all out my head. Yes, I'm walking in circles. Yes, and talking all out my head. I've got the blues so bad, Lord, I might as well be dead. I want everybody, everywhere, to remember me when they pray. I want everybody, everywhere, to remember me when they pray. I've been so mistreated, but my luck's gotta change someday. That's why night and day, night and day, night and day, night and day, I have a blues. Night and day, night and day, night and day, night and day, I have a blues. Night and day, night and day.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
This is my story. You were my life. I was a gambler. Hearts were my dice. I ran on winning day after day. I thought I was winning, but the stakes were too high. I tried to stop cheating. Couldn't play fair. but the stakes were too high. I tried to stop cheating, fool gambler was I. I bet my love dear when I started to care. Lord help this fool gambler who couldn't play fair. I've told you my story and I've said a prayer. I've asked for forgiveness for gamblers everywhere.
Gambler's Prayer, the flip side of Tommy Brown's only single for the Groove label, 1955. What a weird single that was. Two country-sounding songs, backed by a hot rhythm and blues band, featuring a great blues shouter. I suppose the outcome from a record like that could have gone one of two ways, and unfortunately neither one of those songs charted. But you gotta give Tommy Brown credit for branching out. And those aren't bad songs for trying to cross over in the mid-1950s. We're featuring blues shouter extraordinaire Tommy Brown on this week's Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll. Everybody knows this next song, but you might not know this particular version of Honky Tonk. Tommy Brown has claimed that he wrote it, but he doesn't get any songwriting credit on this record. Bill Doggett scored a huge number one record with Honky Tonk Parts 1 and 2 in late August of 1956. While that song was topping the charts, Tommy Brown was in the studio on September 8th of 56 in Cincinnati cutting a vocal version of that tune with Bill Doggett. Just as the instrumental version was beginning to fade, King Records issued the vocal version of Honky Tonk featuring this week's spotlight, Tommy Brown. Here's the vocal version of Honky Tonk, spinning off the Juke in the Back.
And when they dim the lights, then we'll dance all night, the Honky Tonk. They started dancing in the Southland, a dance they really thought was new. But when the news got to the Northland, folks up there were doing it too. Now you'll hear everybody say, the honky tonk is here to stay. Now when you hear the tenor honk, you got to do the honky tonk. He blows the music on his sack, and everybody answers back. To do the honky tonk, we like to do the honky tonk. Just take some rock,
Tommy Brown with one of the highlights of his entire career, in my opinion, that's Someday Somewhere, spinning off of Imperial Records from 1957. And man, it's amazing. So he goes from playing with a great group of musicians in Chicago, to playing with top-notch guys in New York City, to then traveling down to New Orleans and recording that one with Dave Bartholomew at Imperial Records. Lee Allen on tenor, Red Tyler on Barry, Paul Gayton on piano, Justin Adams on guitar, Frank Fields playing the bass, and Hungry Williams on the tubs. Someday, Somewhere was recorded on September 4th of 1957, as was its flip side, which we'll get to in just a minute. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's feature on blues shouter extraordinaire Tommy Brown. Tommy's act during the 1950s with the weeping and the crying and the drama got more and more comedic, so by the 1960s, he was actually doing comedy. He released a couple of comedy albums in the 60s and 70s, and then in the late 70s, he retired from music and returned to Atlanta to manage the Landmark Personal Care Center. But by 2001, he was performing again at blues festivals around the world. On May 6, 2015, Tommy Brown was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in Memphis. In less than a year, he would be gone. He died at the age of 84 on March 12, 2016. He's one of the lesser-known blues shouters, and I'm glad we got to feature him this week on The Juke in the Back. Remember, until next time, cats and kittens, soul is a feeling. You get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on The Juke in the Back. Let's take that last record, Someday Somewhere, and flip it over. It's another great outing for Tommy Brown. Here's Rock Away My Blues, and baby, that's what I'm gonna do until we meet again next week. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Oh, rock until you get me when the day is done. Rock away my blues, tired of working in the sun. Oh, rock until you help me get away from it all. Rock away my blues, forget the music.
So now you heard the news and now you got the blues. You you've got me rocking and I'm reeling. My head is spinning just like a top. You better quit the scene before I get real mean. Got no feeling. You've got a heart that's made of stone. Don't slam that door when I ain't gonna tell you no more. I need your arms just to hold me. But your heart won't let us be. You made me blow my stack while you're breathing down my back.
Run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.